Det är då Michael Bernadotte som...
Yes, this is Michael Bernadotte. And I'm going to tell you a little about what it was like at Sophie Rue, as I remember it. I am Sigvard's son, and I grew up in Copenhagen, where my mother and father lived. I was born in 1944. When the war came to an end the following year, there was such a feeling of freedom and joy that you could travel to Sweden. It was a fine feeling when the ferry docked and you arrived in another country. The trip took only half an hour, but it was a big experience to go abroad, to a palace that was on the other side of the strait. It had a very special atmosphere. We were welcomed by two footmen who came to the car. And then there was the king standing by his beautiful palace and welcoming us into the family. And even later on, when I came alone. In the afternoon, my grandfather thought we should go down to the vegetable garden behind the caretaker's cottage, where there are houses today. There were always lots of strawberries there. In the afternoon, they were warm, and we picked them directly from the plants and ate them. And grandfather was very fond of strawberries too. So we stood there eating strawberries. This was about half an hour before dinner was served.
If I could only work out where they've got to. Have you seen them?
Seen who?
The king and the little boy, of course, Michael. We're about to serve dinner now.
No, I haven't seen... Oh, yes. There they are, coming over the lawn.
But as I said, that's how it was. And we got back just in time for dinner. We had to change into dinner jackets too, but we managed in time.
So, go up now with the dessert.
What's for dessert?
It'll be the king's favourite, strawberries.
Yes, the palace itself is built in a historical style that was quite popular at that time. It was a bit of a mix of a little of everything. A little Renaissance, a little Gothic, but also fairly typical for manor houses in southern Sweden. It was no great architecture, but it was comfortable. And the early interiors that we know from pictures were extremely gloomy, dark, and lots of textiles, lots of drapery, velvet and fringes. But then when my grandmother, Crown Princess Margareta, came to Sweden, she had a very sure sense of style and taste. She thought there should be more light and lots of white, and it should feel friendly and open. So there was a real revolution down in Sofia Rue, it has to be said. Grandfather was, of course, as you know, very inquisitive and very interested in what was going on around him. And then it happened that I was studying architecture at the Academy in Copenhagen. And when I had finished, this was in 1972, I went down to Germany for my first job. In the summer of 1973, I was at Sophie Rue visiting grandfather. And then I remember we went for a long walk down through the ravine and out again through the big black gate and onto the beach. We walked northwards along the shore, and there we talked about my work. It was a very fine walk, and it was in the summer of 73, and late that summer, on September 15th the same year, he died. So that was the last time I saw him. And it is a very fine memory for me, I have to say. His interest, his friendliness, his warmth and openness. And he was pleased I had become an architect. That's how it was.